You're listening to The Faith Experiment, the daily edition with Robbie Bergen, your daily dose of experimenting with ancient manuscripts. Join Robbie now as he helps you to apply ancient truths to our modern lives.
Today's claim comes from Revelation 21, verse 5. Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these things are true and faithful." Imagine an artist painting a canvas. The initial painting didn't turn out as planned. The colors were murky, the lines were blurred. The artist doesn't discard the canvas. Instead, they cover it with a new layer of paint, creating a beautiful masterpiece on top of the old. The painting is vibrant and beautiful, showcasing the artist's true intention. In the book Revelation, God's promise is clear. He makes all things new. This isn't about making things different, but making them better, restored, and redeemed. Regardless of our past mistakes, our failures, or our hardships, God promises renewal and restoration. Like the artist creating a new painting on an old canvas, God takes our lives and with all its errors and regrets and transforms it into a masterpiece of His design. Today's experiment: find a quiet space to sit and reflect. Think about an area in your life that feels like the murky, blurred painting. Something you wish could be made new. It might be a relationship, a habit, or a lingering regret. Write this down on a piece of paper and then, in prayer, give it to God. Ask Him to make this area of your life new. Believe in His promise of renewal. To symbolize this, you can paint or draw over the words you wrote, creating something beautiful on the page as a physical representation of God's promise to make all things new in your life. Keep this as a reminder of God's faithful promise of renewal and transformation.
That was Robbie Bergen with your daily faith experiment for today. To find more faith experiments that you can put into practice each and every day, visit faithexperiment.com and look for daily faith experiments. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily faith experiment.